Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
So, Harry Hayden here with the Big Red Bench with Cork Senior Football Manager John Clearley. John, first Munster final in 5 years. What's the feeling in the camp at the moment?
The feeling in the camp is one of great anticipation. Really looking forward to it. The last couple of years we haven't been there, unfortunately. Look, we came up against Kerry in semi-finals and weren't, able to get over the line and into the final. But look, the draw swung another way this year and we're really looking forward now to the final.
Just going back to Saturday's game, obviously, against Tip, you said yourself that the lads maybe had one eye on that game in Killarney. How important is it that you do put in a full 70-minute performance against, obviously, what are the All-Ireland champions at the moment?
That's going to be it's going to be a tough game. They are the All-Ireland champions. They're formidable opposition. And look, if we're not in our game, we'll know we'll be made pay. But on the other hand, we know what we're capable of ourselves. And, we've proved in the past we're not that far away from them. And we're just hoping, first of all, to put in a performance. And then the result will take care of itself then.
1995, that was the last time Cork won down in Killarney. Although obviously on paper it's an unbelievably difficult game, you're playing a side who obviously started this year in a league above you, All-Ireland champions. How amazing though of an opportunity is it for your group and for yourself as well, because there'll be a lot of players and a lot of fans of course who've never seen Cork win down in Killarney. How special of an opportunity does this present?
I suppose we're just looking forward to the game now and the 70 minutes, and I don't think any of us are thinking when Cork won their last or whatever. That's for other people to talk about. If we do get over the line, that's something that we can talk about afterwards. But all we're concentrated now is the 70 minutes inside the white line in Killarney, and everything else will look after itself.
Just obviously your subs made a huge difference on Saturday in what you said yourself wasn't the best first half, but you really pulled away in the second half, especially after the substitute. Do you have sort of any idea what your strongest 15 would be for that game in Sunday week?
There's what's happening at the moment. A lot of guys putting their hands up to be included, and we still have a few more days to go and a few more training sessions. So the first of all is we'll just have to see who's available, injury wise, that we all come through the training sessions, and then we'll see who's in form and we'll try and come up with what we think is the best 15 to start. And also then we have to see what who are the guys best placed to come on and make a difference when the game hopefully is in the melting pot in the second half.
Just on injuries, is there any update on Dar Sheedy or Brian Hurley's injuries?
Brian is unlikely to make the Killarney at this stage. Dara is getting better, but maybe Sunday week might come too soon for him, but we'll see as the week is going on.
And any new fresh injuries?
No, not at this particular time, no.
Just also, obviously, Kerry, I know you suffered a league defeat final to Meath a few weeks ago, but Kerry, they obviously lost quite heavily to Donegal. Does that almost give you a bit of encouragement that they can definitely be got at, this Kerry side?
I think league and championship are completely different, that was one competition that finished, and probably this new competition now, the championship, is, weather is getting better, pitches are getting harder, and I don't think it was the be-all and end-all for Kerry in the league. Donegal seemed to be, on top of their game. Very good team. But look, we've went toe-to-toe with Kerry the last couple of years, and that's what we're hoping to do again next Sunday.
And how do you sort of plan to deal with the threat of... I mean, a lot of Cork fans will be worried about the threat of Davy Clifford, obviously, for Kerry.
Yeah, not easy, I think any team that plays Kerry, that's the number one goal. But I think, look, we'll just have to trust the guys we have. They've been there before. I don't think you'll ever probably totally nullify a player of David Clifford's or even Paddy Clifford's stature, but we'd be hoping to limit that. And also then on the other side, we feel we have very, very good forwards that, if we get a supply ball, I think that we could hurt them as well.
And just overall, sort of your reflection on the year so far, obviously, because you're back in Division 1 now. I know you obviously lost the league final, but you're in a Munster final for the first time in 5 years. You're also seeded now for the Sam Maguire as well. Just overall, what has your reflection been on the year so far?
We'd have to say it is, it's a work in progress, but we would have to be happy, our aim was to get promotion, and you know, we had a hiccup along the way in Derry, but look, we still picked up 12 points, which was you know, to win 6 out of the 7 games. We had 4 games on the road, 3 in the north, and we came out of there and we were promoted. League final, all right, but we went toe-to-toe on another day. We might have got over the line. It wasn't the end of the world that we got beaten in that, and then our next focus was in the championship. We knew we had to, you know, get over Limerick first, and then we'd probably take you on to Tip, and that's what we've done. So we're happy enough with that, and you know, it's a case now of knuckling down and getting ready for next Sunday.
Would you say it's almost a treat this Munster final, or is it the full focus? Because obviously you're now seeded for Sam Maguire as well. Or how important is it to kind of just look at the Munster final?
It's you know. We'd be going in all guns blazing, you know. It's something really we'd love to win it, and you know, it's the very fact we're playing the All Ireland champions in their home patch. It makes it even extra special. So no, we won't be holding back one bit. We're really going for this, and we'll do whatever happens. We'll dust ourselves down and go again 2 weeks after that for the All Ireland series.
And just finally, a word for the under-20s who obviously have their final on Thursday in Tralee.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we'll be all behind them, 110%. Hopefully now they can set the tone for us the following week. They had a great win last week against Waterford, and a great win the previous week against Kerry. So hopefully that they can continue that. They have some, you know, excellent players, you know, well coached, and you know, hopefully that they can get these couple of weeks off to a good start.
Thanks very much, Sean. Best
of
luck.
All right, Harry. No problem.
The Big Red Bench.
Game on.
Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.